SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb. Well, Ron gives us a good, bad, and the dumb for your Thursday, March 14th, Pi Day. All right, so what's the good today, Ron?
The good today, I really, really like this story. Okay. I don't know why. I love pranks, especially thought-out pranks.
Yeah, good ones, right.
Yeah, so the sons give their father the ultimate birthday gift, prank. They put his number on a billboard and ask people to wish him a happy birthday.
Oh, boy.
He received nearly 15,000 calls and text messages.
How awesome so far. Is that? That is fantastic. That is really great. Did he answer all of them?
I don't know if he answered all of them. I mean, 15,000, you can't answer all of them.
You can't answer all of them, but I mean, that's a busy day.
After a while, do you just put TY?
That's right.
But, I mean, I guess they were...
15,000, that's fantastic.
Yeah, they were hesitant at first, but then they decided, you know what, we got to go big or go home. And it's for their father's 62nd birthday.
So he's 62.
Yeah.
And they put his phone number on a billboard.
His birthday is yet to come, by the way. His birthday is actually March 16th. The billboard will stay up until first weekend of April.
Oh, this is the best. This is the best. They just buried their father. No, but he's 62. Is he retired or is he still got a job?
I don't know.
Because that's the problem. If he's still like, if he's still going to an office, let's say, right? He's 62. He's still going to an office. How annoying is that?
Oh, it's got to be. You just put it on silent.
Oh, I can't. Can you imagine him going, this phone, it doesn't stop ringing. It's been ringing all day. Every time I pick it up, and somebody's wishing me a happy birthday. My stupid children put my stupid phone number on a billboard. And now watch this. Hello? Yeah, thank you. Yeah, 62. Yeah, don't look a day over 30. I'm telling you. All right, bye. Click. Watch, I'll do it again. Hello? Oh, yeah, happy birthday. Thank you so much. Click. I can't get a real call through. It's awful.
Oh, and they put in a high traffic area too, because it's in New Jersey. You can see it on the way to Atlantic City casinos.
Oh, that is the greatest! Hey, well done, children. Well done.
I mean, it's a stunt. It's a continuation of a stunt they've done. Like when they were kids, they used to just randomly tell the waiters or waitresses that it was their dad's birthday.
Happy birthday from all of us to you. And he's like, Dad, it's not my birthday.
Yep, nope, 6 months away.
Enjoy our free brownie Sunday.
But great kids. Great kids. I love that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That made me feel so good. I was like, oh God, I don't know. If my kids did that to me, I don't know if I'd be, I guess at first I wouldn't be upset. I would laugh it off, but maybe by the time, you know, April rolls around and you're still getting birthday wishes because the billboard is still up. Maybe you're kind of like, okay,
yeah, right.
Joke's old, I'm done. You have to change your number.
That's the best. By the way, if you go to a restaurant and one person celebrates a birthday, if you're just paying attention, one person celebrates a birthday, see how quickly other tables jump in on the birthday game.
Yep.
It's inevitable. What you'll see is people will go, oh yeah, man, I like a free dessert too. Hey, it's my daughter's birthday too. And they roll along. So... Yeah, well done, kids. That's great. All right, the bad.
The bad of the day. We talked about this earlier in the show. We're revisiting Lori Loughlin.
Yes.
And my bad of the day is Lori Loughlin should have followed her character Aunt Becky's advice and taken the moral high road when it came to getting her kids in school. I don't know who dug this up, but there is an episode of Full House where Uncle Jesse... embellishes on, you remember they had the twins?
Yes, they did. That's right.
Uncle Jesse embellishes on the application to make his son seem better than they actually are, and then the interview process to seem smarter than they are. And Aunt Becky was like, you know what, if that school's meant to be, it's meant to be, but I just want my kids to go to a school where they're, you know, loved for who they are.
What a society we live in, man. It's so amazing. Like, we still haven't found cures for cancer, but we can dig up old
Full House
clips when the moment is right. That is great. You know what it is? This is what makes it. This is what how it works. So you get this story, and then you go, you know, I think there was an episode of Full House, and it doesn't take long on Netflix to find it.
Not at
all.
And
then you go, there it is. I was 100% correct. I got it. Or YouTube or wherever you get these things
from. I mean, what's funny, I vaguely remember the show.
Right.
But I mean, I remember the show, TV show Full House, but I vaguely remember this episode. But at the same time, I don't need to remember the episode because it seems like every episode, Jesse and when Uncle Jesse and Aunt Becky were trying to do stuff.
Yeah. Because
she always took the moral high ground. She was always the voice of reason in that house. And Uncle man. Jesse was always trying to just get one over the man, so to speak.
Yeah. Lori Loughlin, man. How old is she now? She's got to be 60, right? Or
50. Is she?
Maybe.
I don't know. I seem to remember her
being... I just threw
that
number out there hoping it would land or stick or something.
Let's see. I remember her being younger for some reason in the show.
She was in her 20s?
I think so.
Oh, maybe she was.
I get the pinwheel. It's thinking...
God, that's amazing. What a crazy, ridiculous scandal that is.
I don't, but
a bunch of dummies.
I just don't get it. I don't get either. I don't get how, like, the whole thought process behind it, I guess.
I have no idea how that works.
And then I also wonder, too.
She's 54 years old. 54? She's not that old.
No, she's not.
She's not that old to be pulling this kind of scam.
So when was Full House? Full House was late 80s?
Yeah.
So say roughly 30 years ago?
Yeah, she was really young.
Yeah.
She was really young when she was on the show.
That's why we liked her.
That's it. All right, what is the dumb?
The dumb of the day, and I know you have opinions on this.
Yes,
the dumb of the day is the amount of reporters and scouts that showed up to see Kyler Murray being weighed again.
I know. Why did he get on the scale the second time? Why did he? When it's your pro day, you control the show, right? You don't have to do anything for anybody.
I get, you know, throwing and everyone wanting to see him throw to make sure that, yes, you know, this is, you know, we thought who he is, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he weighed himself again, and there was, I mean, to say standing room only, it was a crowded ride. He needed to do this in an arena, the amount of people that were there.
Right.
Because you know there were people standing in the doorway like, what was the weight?
Right. 207, 209? Was it 208? Was it 210? 185?
And what did he weigh at the combine?
I think it was 207.
207? So yesterday he weighed in at 205.
Well, well done. He lost 2 pounds, which is more than you can say for me. Well done.
But I just, I don't know. I'm at a loss when it comes to this stuff.
I did like the fact that he said, I'm not running. Like, I'm not running. So if you came here to see me run, I ain't running. So good luck with that. And I like the way he said, there's plenty of tape. Because there is plenty of tape.
Yes.
Don't find him doing that. Go run.
He was on a Heisman run. He won the Heisman Award. I'm certain you can find game film, you know, his good plays and his bad plays.
Remember the guy, I think we talked to a guy a week ago from Oklahoma, Tulsa, the Tulsa paper that covered him. He said, here are NFL defensive ends that are going to play Sundays, right? NFL caliber defensive ends, charging at him at full speed. He does one duck and gone, and he's picking up 15 yards before you blink. That's what he did. Good for him. Tell him, I'm not running. Of course I'm not running. He said, and this is one of the reasons he said he didn't want to run. He said he didn't want to pull anything before he began throwing, which is a nice way of saying, I don't need to do this for you people,
exactly.
And I'm not going to do this for you people, so therefore, get over it, because it's not going to happen. That's the polite way of saying, I'm not going to indulge you by running for you. You can go look at the tape, and you'll find out how fast I am.
Yes.
John Burkus to figure this out, how fast I run. I'm a deer. Are you kidding me? I'm a race car.
Do the sports science?
Yeah, exactly. Have him measure the time. You can figure this out. I ain't running. So you let him tell you, full pads and all, how fast I am. I'm Lightning McQueen. Give me a break. He doesn't have to run.
I know. You know, he threw well. He completed 61 of 67 passes.
That's awesome.
So... I guess was number one overall pick now. Does this sell it for Cliff Kingsbury?
Okay. this is how I've been processing this. A couple of weeks ago, Kyler Murray, there were so many question marks. Ooh, I don't know, maybe. That if Arizona took him, it would be like, oh, man, they would. Whew, okay. Almost now, he's gotten so much more publicity than the other quarterbacks in the draft. We know, we're starting to know more about him and what he can do and what level he is at. Arizona would almost be foolish not to take him at this point. They would almost be taking a risk not taking him. Like, get jettison Josh Rosen out of here and take this kid. Because he's getting exponentially more publicity than Dwayne Haskins is. Now, maybe that changes when Haskins does his pro day, if he does one. I'm sure he is. But
will he
right
weigh
now,
himself at this pro
day? Yeah, right now, Kyler Murray's the hottest draft selection in terms of press. So if you're Arizona, yeah, you might want to pull the trigger.
Let's go for it. Yeah. Let's do it. So, you know, jettison Josh Rosen, send him to the Giants. The Giants need a quarterback.
But you're right. That is dumb. These guys have to, I mean, goodness gracious.
Well, we already got his measurables. That's all. And that was all he did at the combine. And literally for that day, that's all we talked about. He measured himself. This is what he stands. You know, now we know that he's not, you know, 5'4". He's not Napoleon height.
Yeah, that's
you know,
right.
He's not as short as we all thought he was. You know, he's a decent size, decent build. He could throw the ball. Okay. That's, you know, let's do it. And then all we wanted to see was have him throw.
I was still amazed. I was still amazed how many people who know this for a living, like who really do this for a living, analysts, college football analysts, not to name any names, but the guys who are like a prominent, thought he was 5'8", and he's 5'10" and a quarter. That may sound, that's only 2 inches, but that's a noticeable difference.
Yeah.
Like, that is something you should, as an analyst, know that you should. Let me just put it this way in simple terms. You should know when someone's 5'8 or not, right? If you see a player and you're like, if you go into a meeting and he comes into a room and you're doing your game prep and you're talking to him and you get up to shake his hand, you should know if he's 5'8. I may not be able to tell if a person's 5'8 or 5'7 or 5'10, but if my job was to analyze players, you should know if he's on the shorter side of 5'10. Because when he was 5'10 and a half, I'm like, how many people got this wrong? I mean, that was the big talking point in college football all season. All of a sudden, he's 5'10 and an eighth. They're like, wait a minute, you guys were off by 2 full inches in terms of the size. That's something you can't really navigate. You should be able to get close to say, no, he's tall enough to where this isn't a factor. Instead, they were all thinking this was going to be a major, major, major problem, and now it's not. All right, good and bad and the dumb for a Thursday. It is SB Nation AM as we roll along on a Thursday on SB Nation Radio.